Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back, getting us started up here at 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. The poll question this week is on global warming, is on the weather. So our climate change, whatever you like, weather. I prefer to call it weather, but you can call it whatever you want. But anyway, I'd like to know what you think. There's just two answers, two choices, two alternatives. And so check it out and let me know what you think. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Right there on the homepage. It takes about 1.5 seconds to do the whole thing. Okay, if you move your lips when you read, it might take 3 seconds. So check it out, Small Business Advocate. And don't forget all the other things there that you can do that are all designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sam Reese is our guest. He's our good friend. He's the president and CEO of Miller Heiman. Sam, tell us how we can find you guys online and what you guys do.
You bet. Yeah. So Miller Heiman, we're actually the largest in the world when it comes to global sales, training, and consulting firms. So we, as I said, deal everything from the largest companies in the world to the smallest companies through the solutions and workshops we bring to the table. And anybody can go to our website, www.millerheiman.com, and hopefully there'll be something that we can do. And even if we didn't work with you directly, there's all sorts of great research and white papers and information on our website that are free of charge that we hope everybody gets access to as they try and improve their sales performance for their organization.
Appreciate you making that available, including the survey that you're telling us about right now that's advanced of anybody else receiving it. This is what the best companies are doing. Sam, give us some other examples of what the number one companies are doing that we can learn from.
You got it. I wanted to share with you the fourth and fifth things that separate the world-class companies from the rest of the group. And really, when I think about these things, these are these five things are really, if you had time, extra time in a day to do any of these would be highly, highly valuable. Next one was what we found really different is their management teams are highly effective in helping their sales team advance sales opportunities. So they got managers that are engaged from a coaching perspective, managers that are out in front of customers, you know, people that are, whether it's the business owner themselves, whether it's the sales manager, but the salespeople aren't left on an island to just bring in business. There's support for them back in the main office.
But when you say the managers are in front of customers, if the company's big enough, you're not saying the managers have a territory to cover. They're out there with the sales reps making calls, right?
You got it. In fact,
because you got to give your managers, you have to give your managers the time and the resources to manage.
And what we found is the managers in the best organizations, they're number one, you're great lead in, Jim. Their number one most important skill that they try and leverage is coaching. So it's not selling. So they don't say, hey, I'm a great. They are fantastic coaches that help people think through how to move their opportunities along. But that's the resource salespeople are looking for, whether it's a manager or a coach, or their coach, whether it's a business owner, somebody that can sit down and strategically help them think about how they advance the sales up.
One of the biggest mistakes, and I've said this 100 times, one of the biggest mistakes that companies make is when they actually hire or assign somebody to be the sales manager, they then say, okay, but you still have your old territory to run. Well, folks, you can't be a manager if you don't have the ability, you're not given the time and the resources to actually manage. A sales manager is not just a title. It's actually a discipline.
Yeah, I never see that work. I see companies try it all the time, and I never see it work.
It doesn't work.
They got a coach and they got a lead.
Yeah.
And the fifth one that I wanted to make sure your audience heard was that really was different between the world class and the also rans. The world class ones have very clear performance metrics that are aligned with the business objectives that are both forward looking, and rear view mirror. So not just metrics to say what are our sales and what is our profitability, but the forward-looking metrics to have predictability in what their sales are going to be based upon the funnel that they have, based upon the way they forecast. That is a huge difference where the world-class companies can continue to have better predictability in their business, and then know how to align resources to go out and win new business.
And that's one of the things you and I learned how to do really well at Xerox when we in our Xerox days. Nobody does forecasting, at least when I was there, Sam. Nobody did forecasting or taught people how to do forecasting better than Xerox did, because if you were in sales, folks, and this is what you need to think about for your own sales team, your sales team needs to be able to bring you back who's going to close in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and be able to explain why, so that you can see if you agree with them or not. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's all part of the forecasting.
That was the best discipline in the world. Our days at Xerox were Monday morning meetings. Everybody would forecast.
Yeah.
And you got really good at it. What a lot of companies do is they spend time on opportunities that they're going to lose. And so they spend all this time, right, energy, resources,
right,
instead of a manager getting involved and say, hey, let's stop investing in that opportunity.
Well, or okay, I think you're right. These people are going to become customers. But I don't see that you've done enough work. You haven't qualified them enough to forecast them for this week, their next month's business. So, yeah, I love them, but don't tell me you're going to close them on Friday, because I need to know what you're going to close by Friday.
You're exactly right, but I get a kick out of how these big opportunities sit in salespeople's funnels,
yeah,
and the manager or the business owner doesn't go and dissect it with them, and so they think they got this $100,000 opportunity sitting out there in the
ether. It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
It's a China egg. One thing we know about China eggs is they never hatch. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. Appreciate it.
Jim. I appreciate it.
Miller Hyman is his company. Sam Reese is the president and CEO. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.